I promised a mystery guest. It's mystery topics for me. Yeah, you're on the right microphone. We'll do this in between songs on Tuesday night, on Tuesday, July 10th. Welcome to another podcast episode, because I got a text this morning, and this mystery guest said I have stuff to say, and we were planning to get together at some point, but the mystery guest is a busy person. I'm a busy person, but it's happening. You remember how to do this?
I think I might. This is so much fun. I'm so happy to be here.
Did you really? I'm not going to introduce you either.
No, don't introduce me, because if people don't know who I am, and that's cool if you don't, like, trust me, I have no ego about it. There's a lot of people who don't know me, which is fine. But then you're not going to care about anything I have to say.
No, they'll care.
I don't know.
The stuff you have to say, is it really Selena related?
It could be. I mean, I could talk for an hour about Selena and Justin and Haley and how I think this engagement is a fraud. I don't ever see them walking down the aisle. And, you know, my heart wants what it wants. And I want Justin and Selena together.
All right.
I mean, well, back to you. Come on.
My new friend, Jordan from BCSN. You might know Jordan. So Jordan comes in on Mondays and we talk about a bunch of things. And we talked about this. I'll throw you my theory.
Okay. I love theories.
This didn't resonate with her because she's a little younger, so there's a certain thing that's off the radar.
Yeah.
Selena has a bad picker. She has terrible choice.
Absolutely.
In men.
Absolutely.
So I moved this aside, and I guess Haley Baldwin and Shawn Mendes were kind of hanging out.
Okay.
But he said they were never together. And maybe it's because this was not a fast engagement for Justin and Haley, because they've known each other and been getting to know one another for about 3 years.
So I need to have like a timeline. I should have prepped and did a timeline. Because Justin and Haley were together. They broke up suddenly, and all of a sudden, Justin and Jelena are back on.
When?
They were back on like a few months ago.
Really?
They just broke up. That's what makes it hurt. I'm positive. I wish we could take callers right now, because the callers would stand with me that Jelena just broke up, I want to say maybe 6 months ago.
That was
confirmed. Hold on.
Wait, I'll go
to the Google.
No, that's fine. I'm not denying that. I just want to tell you, Miss 30-something-year-old, this was going to end up like Justin and Brittany. This was not going to give you Justin and Brittany closure. She can't pick good men, and he just wasn't with her for one reason. So, wait, I didn't give you my theory.
Okay, tell me your theory, and then I'll tell you mine.
I think this will work out, because she seems to have chosen someone who is a lot like her dad. Not saying he's the most respectable figure on the planet, but isn't that a thing? Like, where we pick people like our parents?
So I have to tell you about my own realization about my own picker in college, okay? Before Sean, okay?
Shit, we gave away who you were.
Oh my God, I'm married to Sean Hegarty. So I remember, like, you know, you have like those light bulb moments when you're younger where all of a sudden it hits you what you're doing wrong with your life.
Mm-hmm.
I was drunk when I had that moment. Shocking.
It provides all kinds of encouragement and enlightenment.
Basically. So when I was in college, in case you didn't listen to the seven years that I expressed myself every morning, I had many relationships, or loosely called relationships.
Right.
I had many suitors, if you will.
Right, yes.
And one day I was drinking with my best friend in college, and we were talking about how we kept going back to the wrong guy. And it was the same type of guy. And they were always like emotionally unavailable. They always like, we felt unfulfilled. They were hot and we had a lot of fun with them. But that's basically the depth of it.
You know what they were? They were proto fuck boys.
Basically. That's exactly what they were. But they also, like, there was also pieces of them that they had tempers and it was their way or the highway. Like, a lot of other attributes that I was like, crap, I've been sleeping with men who are just like my father. Like, that is exactly how my dad is to me. And I had like this big like realization that I am attracted to the same type of person that my dad is. But that isn't the type of person I want to share my life with. Those weren't the same attributes I wanted. So I started thinking about that type of a person, and enter Sean Hegarty. Sean is the exact opposite of everything and everyone I ever dated up till that point in my life. So I don't think it will work because of the daddy figure thing.
I think it will last longer than people expect. And I don't know what her relationship is with her father, who has seemingly...
Okay, is her father Steven or Alec? I am so confused. I don't know. I've been out of the game a while.
Yeah, you have. Her dad is Steven.
My cousin was right.
Isn't there another Baldwin? There's a third brother, right?
Alec, Steven, and the one that does terrible reality shows. Or is that Steven? Naked and Afraid.
Steven was the one who always had movies that seemingly went like straight to Netflix, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah. I don't know. There is a third one. There is like a dynasty of Baldwins.
Yeah, and I think there's one with the last name Baldwin who looks like them but isn't related. But Steven was like the wild child, where Alec had the rage, and maybe there was some drunkenness.
And drugs, right?
I don't know about that. But was drugs. Always a very quality actor. Like Hunt for Red October and lots of...
Don't forget Saturday Night Live.
Well,
come on. That's his best performance to date.
Steven never...
He never amounted to anything.
He was like a C actor, I guess.
He's a D-lister.
And I think he was a bit of a partying wild child.
Yeah.
And that's Justin.
Now, it is Justin.
So I think it will work.
Mm-hmm.
Longer than people expect.
I don't see them ever going down the aisle because I think... This proposal was meant for Selena. But I think that things fell apart in their second chance relationship. I mean, listen to the lyrics of Back to You. That's all you have to do. That she wrote that for Justin. I am convinced.
They're toxic together.
They are, but that's where the passion and the desire comes in.
I think you know that you can love someone dearly and not be right with them. And that's them.
I know.
And I think Justin and Brittany recognized that. Like, didn't they? They acted pretty petulant in the early 2000s. But then they made up and they're like, I care about this person.
I don't think that they even think about each other anymore. I think that I can't compare. Okay, so I see the similarities to Justin and Brittany to Justin and Selena. Like, I get it. For the age that they were when they fell in love, I think that Justin and Selena are so much more real than Justin and Britney ever were. I feel like Disney put Justin and Britney together.
I agree.
And then they had like, then they were often like this boy band, girl pop star couple, like, moment where there was a ton of other ones. Mandy Moore was with somebody, and Jessica and Nick Lachey were together at the same time period. So they're trying to keep up with all of that.
Right.
When really, all Britney wants in her life is to screw a backup dancer. That's all she wants. That's what makes Britney's heart beat, is to be screwing backup dancers. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
So that's why she walked away from Justin Timberlake, which I think is the stupidest thing you could possibly do. Because that man has so much talent. He oozes talent.
Right.
His sweat has talent.
But my connection is, I think you wanted them back then to work out.
Well, and of course.
You're channeling that into Justin and Selena now.
They wore matching denim outfits to the AMAs.
I know.
Who wouldn't want them to work out?
I know. So I think you've got to like...
I don't know. I don't like Haley. And Haley used to like Justin and Selena. Have you read her tweets?
No.
Us Magazine, I think it was Us Magazine, pulled up Hailey Baldwin's old tweets when she used to like fangirl over Jelena.
Right.
And it's amazing, like every bit of it.
I mean, with how famous people are interconnected and you can follow one another like that. Yeah, I could see that. I think they will be okay or longer than people expect, but you got to let this Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez thing go.
I can't. I'm sorry. Like, I look at their song lyrics and I can't. I'll never let it go. I'll never let go, Rose.
I wish somebody would have a word with her. And I don't know who she's dating.
Who, Selena
Gomez?
She's not right now because
she shouldn't.
Because The Weeknd went back to his ex.
Right.
She needs to be alone. And Taylor Swift is on vacation with her new boyfriend. She has nobody right now. And Demi Lovato is back in rehab.
She had the slip up.
She did. And good for her for going to rehab. I'm just saying, who is helping Selena through this terrible time?
You haven't mentioned Shawn Mendes, and maybe he's too far off your radar.
I don't...
His songs are super fucking catchy. I love all his songs. Right. And he is a plain, simple guy.
So you want Selena and Shawn Mendes. I think that would be
work out.
The best revenge.
Not even revenge. But why can't... Forget about revenge. Can't these two people just be happy?
I mean, I want her happy. I want... Okay, if we take all the players in the situation, who do I want happy? I want Selena happy.
I want her to have the moment of enlightenment that you had. Because I don't know. Like... She had been in the game long enough. Mm-hmm. She had been with Justin for quite some time. And I'm pretty sure she had access to a radio to hear the lyrical content of the Weeknd's songs.
They're hot, though. You know they're hot.
I know. But couldn't she go, I wonder if he's just writing that as creativity, as a creative outlet, or that's actually him. I was going to go with the latter. And that was pick a normal guy like Shawn Mendes with no drama and be happy. You might be happier than you're expecting yourself to be. Maybe you don't need the bad boy.
Every girl needs the bad boy.
For a little while. But she's 24, 25.
But what happens when she gets bored? With Shawn Mendes.
Have an open
because
relationship.
He's vanilla.
But maybe she'll like it. Because that's better. And maybe if she won't have the highs with... That she would with the other guys, but you won't have the lows and this agony.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stop writing the same damn song over and over again.
I see what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I don't know if I like what you're saying, though. I respect it.
It's leftover Britney and Justin drama from 18 years ago.
I know. Britney never learned. Hey, maybe she'll shave her head and take an umbrella to a windshield.
Selena?
Yeah. Just like Britney.
See, I don't want to see these people go sideways. I mean, we're more sensitive to that now.
You're right.
Could you imagine if with the... And this is just not me living in that world, but could you imagine the mental health thoughts of what Britney did then and had she done that now?
Oh, it
would
be so different.
It would be...
so different.
It would be internet-breaking
shit. She would be the next face of mental health awareness.
Yeah.
Maybe she needs to do that now. Maybe
she's
it's not too late.
Leave her alone.
She's great. Do you see her? Her body is rocking. I want that body.
Well, does she do the Vegas thing now?
She's been doing it for a really long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she is screwing a backup dancer.
I think she's...
What? Or is he a real estate guy?
Or it's some kind of mogul, manager, real estate. Like, she's moved on from backup stuff to people who have strong financial situations.
Well, that's good. And I don't think her dad has to sign every check anymore either.
Right.
I think she's in control of her life again.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
Isn't she living the life that every girl in a trailer park in Louisiana wants? Sleeping her way to money. Because she's got a great body.
Those were my college goals.
But look, you recognize that. Was this before you turned... When did you meet Shawn? Before you turned 21?
I met Shawn when I was only 17, actually. I met Shawn the first day I moved into the dorms. Shawn and I didn't start messing around till we were older. Our senior year is when we really started hooking up.
21, 22?
Yeah, 21 and 22.
Do you know how fortunate you are to have had your moment of awakening?
Well, I had my moment of awakening right before I graduated. We were screwing around, but we weren't together because I was also screwing around with a few other people and he also had a girlfriend. He's going to get so mad I just said that.
I remember that story. Didn't you hate that girl?
I still do.
Right.
I stalk her on social media sometimes and I'm
alone.
Still winning.
Oh, God. I can see it. This is you falling off the executive director wagon.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Want to get hired? Are you looking for anybody?
No. I love my job. Are you kidding me? Love, love, love my job.
What is that? Is that what you wanted to come talk about?
The stuff I want to talk to you about is separate, which we'll talk about later.
No, not that.
But I just missed you and I wanted to.
Well, here we are. I didn't plan anything else. I figured you come in here like a ball
of
fire.
Yeah.
Ask me whatever you want.
All right. So talk to me. And I know you've probably shared a lot of this on your podcast anyways, but I don't listen.
Thanks. Appreciate that. It's good.
The relationship?
No, oh, the podcast.
I know. I'll listen. I'll binge it one day.
Okay. There's a lot.
I know. I started listening to one, but I wanted to smack Demetrius upside the head, so I shut it off.
Which time?
All of them. I can't listen to the ones with him because I want to put him in his place.
This past weekend, he... Connor's home.
Uh-huh. So I do know that.
So Kara's in a sensitive spot, in a sensitive place, trying to balance the children. Uh-huh. And there's like an extra kid around because Connor's friends come over.
Yeah.
Demetrius. Now, I would have added, I approve this.
Oh, geez.
Maybe he just didn't go about it the right way. Mm. He offered Kara $100 to have sex with him, saying that every woman has an inner prostitute that's screaming to get out.
Okay, so... there's a lot of things. Number one, it probably went awful for him. Number two, I would have taken the money and probably not put out.
It did go awful for him. I guess this was a Friday night and they hadn't spoken until Saturday morning when Kara said, don't you have to go record a podcast with Eric?
And he probably forgot.
I think his messaging was probably off. Here's what I suggested.
Well, first of all, you can't... I don't know. No, okay, so there's always the saying that a woman wants to be treated like a lady in the streets, right?
Yes, there's always that saying since 2004. Thank you, Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris.
Shut up.
I know your point.
You know what I'm saying?
I know you're, like,
but you gotta know your timing with this.
And messaging.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, dude, you should have given Connor that $100 or $50 and said, take your friend and take Cohen and walk over to Jocko's or the Mayberry Diner, whatever that thing is, and give me an hour. Go have fun. Spend some money.
Yeah.
And then just approach Kara in a more romantic way without dangling money in her face.
Oh, I traded sleeping in. Like just this last weekend. No, just this last weekend. I got a 2-for-1 deal. 2 mornings of sleeping in.
How'd that feel?
Oh, amazing. It was perfect.
My relationship is fine, by the way.
Okay. So, like, fine as in Eric fine or fine as in normal people fine?
It's good.
Okay.
With no qualifiers. In fact, every now and then I think being in this mindset that I'm in, I'm wondering how many people I didn't give enough of a chance to or how many people I might have... not intentionally, but emotionally mistreated or psychologically mistreated because I wasn't where I am now. But we're always, I hope, growing.
Yeah, we're always growing. We're always changing. I'm not the person I was 5 years ago. And I definitely am not the person I was the day I walked down the aisle. And I'm definitely not the person I was when Sean and I started dating. And the trick is you need to change together. You, though, were never ready for a relationship up until this point.
But
because you found, like, you're literally like Chandler from Friends, and you were always finding like the smallest thing wrong with them.
That hasn't gone away.
She has bangs. I don't like her bangs.
Yeah, that hasn't gone away. And I was never opposed to relationships, but now I'm stronger in mentally being able to process the, oh, that's not right. But I can see the larger picture.
Okay. Okay. So we had a conversation, not on your podcast, but on the phone about procrastination. The P word. Procrastination.
Yeah.
In terms of like my husband, who is like the master of all procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
And how that irritates me.
It's Sean's kryptonite.
Oh my God. It really is. And I like it drives me batty. But I'm kind of in a place where I want... for many, many years, we have fought over this topic. Like before we got married, we fought over this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of at a point where do I want to keep fighting about this topic or do I accept him? And that answer changes daily.
Yeah.
Some days I accept it.
Yeah.
Remember I gave him that book about time management?
What was the name of it?
It was How to Eat That Frog or something like that. It's a really good book, by the way. Get it. I recommend it. I've read it. And then I sent you the picture of it on my counter.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't moved. Eric, I almost brought it to you just to see if he noticed I took it from the house.
I don't... Look, there are some things you're never going to win with another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know what hill you want to die on. And to me, even in my better mental state, I think that's such a big thing.
It is.
Like, that's not like, He's got to watch the Eagles Sundays at all costs.
Oh, my God. Like, he can do that.
I can give him... But, like, I know you're accepting of that, but that's not, like, a little thing. Like, this procrastination affects, especially
so
when
much.
You're rounding up three other human beings.
I know.
Like, that affects a lot.
Well, and, you know, when I, like, it really hit me, like, recently, because I go through, like, anything, every relationship's an ebb and flow, and I am sure he's going to be so mad I'm talking about this, but, oh, well.
Nobody listens anyway.
So
I'm going to pay so much to boost the fuck out of this. It's going to be on everyone's page.
Yes, I'll share it. Okay, so our anniversary was like a month and a half ago or something. 12 years, you know, really special milestone. And we had a sitter. My mom came into town. So we had a sitter. We had a night free. That morning, I asked him, what are we doing tonight? And he was like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, for the love of God, you've known that we have this anniversary every year. Like, you've talked about the anniversary. Like, when my mom volunteered to come in, like, she was like, I'm going to come in this weekend. I was like, why? She goes, for your anniversary. I was like, oh, I actually had forgotten. And Sean was like, no, I know it's our anniversary. Let's go to dinner. Let's do this. Let's do that. And that morning, I'm like, well, what are we doing? And he was like, I don't know. And then he ended up making reservations at a place that was, I mean, whatever. It was fine. It was nice. We had a very nice meal.
You don't want to tell me what it is?
I'm not going to tell you where it is.
What it rhymes with?
Like, no,
good,
no.
Good
no.
purchase?
Here's the thing. The restaurant was great. Good purchase. The restaurant was great. And it was a lovely meal. We were the only people there that were under the age of 65.
No.
Yeah. Why? So the ambiance wasn't exactly what I was expecting.
Not exactly a turn on for a long romantic night.
So I drank a bottle of wine and I sulked.
Oh my God.
Because that what I do?
This is him, and this is where you just take inventory. And him, I know you've always said it, and it's probably what's kept your marriage together. He is arguably the best father on the planet.
Oh my
right?
God, yes. Yes, absolutely. I could not have picked a better father for my children. Absolutely.
And that's worth a great amount.
So much.
Because it allows you to do what you do, especially now, where you're probably happier than you've ever been in your professional life.
I really am. I love what I do, but I also travel a lot. Like, I haven't been on the road for like 3 months, but I got my travel schedule for August, and I'm out at least twice. Like, that's half the month where I'm taking trips, and I'm having to do this for business. So to know I don't have to worry about him and the kids. Like, I'm not one of those moms that has to leave a schedule of everybody's thing and where they go and when they go there and what meals have been prepped in the, like, I just leave. And that is such a blessing. Mm-hmm. And he supports my career. Not every man would support my career.
I learn more about this and mostly more about myself. And I don't know why it is. Maybe I'm just not stressed and my depression and anxiety aren't getting the better of me, so I can process this better and grow emotionally.
Yeah.
But what do they say? Like, marriage is compromise and negotiation. And I guess, as you're illustrating, you got to find the person, not only... you got to find the person, once you're willing to compromise with someone, you have to be willing to do that with that person. Like, is this...
Yeah.
Are you the Donald Trump to Kim Jong-un? Like, is this the person? Is this the person you could spend the rest of your life compromising with? And if the answer is yes, you try to squeeze in some sex every now and then. There you go.
As long as you trade it for sleeping in.
Right. I have a girl thing to run by you, though.
Ooh, I love girl things.
So Lindsay got me a birthday present.
Okay.
My birthday was 2 months ago.
Barely 2 months ago, but yes.
She told me it wasn't, and I didn't want it, and...
Yeah, because you're not a fan of the birthday.
Not a fan. Somebody said, it's for other people to celebrate you in their life. I'm like, good. They can do it all the other days. Like, I celebrate me in my life around the calendar, too. And I didn't even want anything. She's like, it'll be here, whatever. So here's what... And she left it for me yesterday, and I put it out of this mysterious bag, and it was a... Do you know what a Funko Pop is? They're the little box characters like that big, and they have the big heads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Collectible things.
Yeah.
And I saw it. I was like, oh, that's cool. It's a character that I like. And then I'm trying to figure out, like, why would that take so long to get here? Like, you can go on Amazon and it'll be... Mm-hmm. And then I figured it out. So rewind back to March. Josh, the engineer.
Yes.
his fiance and some other friends, we went to Comic-Con.
Okay.
Here in Toledo. And there was a guy who did custom-made Funkos. And I said to Josh, I was like, Josh, this would be a great wedding gift for you to give to people, or for people to give to you.
Like, yeah.
Custom-made of those mm-hmm. two. So I got his card, and I had forgotten about it, or else I would have used that as a gift for Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about it. Because
yeah,
because
he would have geeked out over that.
Right, him and Kaylee, that would have been a cool thing. We got him some cool stuff anyway, but that would have been a cool thing. So Lindsay found that business card on my refrigerator and had this thing custom made, and she refused to tell me how much it was.
Okay.
Because if I were to get this same character on Amazon, it would probably cost like $7.
Yeah.
And God,
she did not spend $7.
So,
yeah.
It was not wise, but there was such a great feeling and a great thought there, and I feel like I'd like to do something for her.
Well, yeah. Because she did that's the playbook of gift giving, especially in the early days, is you have to, like, you kind of scoot around and you pay attention to every little hint that they drop. And you're like, mental note. I want to get them X, Y, Z for when a birthday comes around. So I think that was really sweet and giving and thoughtful of her, because I'm going to assume she's probably not like a Comic-Con kind of girl.
She rolls with everything.
She rolls
it's one of her great features.
Yeah.
She's very adaptable. And we're all
awesome.
We're both willing to like go, yeah, we'll try this. And if it sucks, we'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
So one
mm-hmm.
of the great reasons we get along. This is like one of these things where you study your ass off for a test and you are dead set and you are ready to ace this thing. And then you walk in and teacher goes, just kidding, I'm going to give you this test instead. So while you were ready for one thing, you weren't ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the process, trust the process, the process was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The result was kind of a disaster.
Yeah.
But she
wouldn't have known that. Because it's not like you give people suggestions of what to
right,
get you.
Right.
And when you're disappointed of a gift or don't like a gift, you wear it all over you.
Right. I told her.
I'm sure you did.
And again, I was trying to figure out, I was like, why did this take so long to get here? And then I was like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Custom made this. She could have paid something like $9.
But now you have a custom made original.
Ooh.
Did they sign the bottom?
It's probably signed, but the guy's not like mega famous or anything.
He's just
a local dude. Yet. So I feel like I want and should do something nice for her, like above and beyond.
But she doesn't want that.
I don't care.
She wants you to appreciate the present.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
So,
I appreciate the process.
You're such an ass.
Like, I like that what she went through of yanking that thing off of my my refrigerator mm-hmm. underneath the magnet and mm-hmm. going through this, even though it's not something that I wanted at all or needed.
Yeah.
But the process, and the effort that she put into it, the disappointment when she found that it wasn't going to be there by my birthday.
Or a month later.
Or
2 months later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't even have the balls to give it to me. She just left it.
Yeah. At that point, it lost its luster for her, too.
Right.
She was over that present. She paid for it.
She could have sent it back or put it on eBay and gotten the money and used it towards, like, next year's gift or something.
You're not going to want anything next year.
Nope.
The worst.
Not the worst.
So what do you think you want to do? Because she doesn't want anything.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, like, we always do decent things.
Mm-hmm. You guys go out a lot. You do a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, she wants to go to the Gin Blossoms show.
Oh, Friday.
Week. Yeah, and I was, like, up in the air with it, and I bailed on Bare Naked Ladies.
I wanted to go so bad.
I heard they did Migos and Post Malone songs, which is what Bare Naked Ladies do.
Yeah.
They're, like, the world's greatest cover band.
I know.
So I can walk over for $10 and hang at a promenade.
I know, it's not even far from your place.
And be the only person that knows who Vertical Horizon is.
No, Sean knows. He wants to go too.
So
I don't think we're going though.
So she wants to go, and we'll go.
That'll be fun. That'll be nice. You going outside of your comfort zone?
Yeah, that's a comfort zone. Well, there's a lot of people.
That's why it's not inside your comfort zone.
Yeah, so we could still leave though.
Yeah.
But I will still do something nice.
Like dinner nice?
Dinner nice, man. Yeah.
So, how are you with her son?
Great.
Love him?
Yeah, we went to Indian Creek yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Good time. You ever go?
The zoo?
Yeah.
No, but my friends took Leah earlier this year.
It's a fun time.
Good. Did you feed animals?
Yeah. For me and Cohen. And in fact, she's like, if we break up, we'll have to come up with some kind of agreement about how often you get to see him.
I'm like, let's not plan the breakup now.
And then, see, I like her sense of humor. I sent her a heart last night after I figured out all the stuff about the Funko. And she's like, who's that for? I'm like, oh, good question. I'm like, that's for you, but you can give it to Cohen as well.
It was like a heart emoji?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was $21 for us to go. We got an hour out of it, and we zoomed through, and we fed animals.
And Cohen's about the right age, from what I'm guessing from my stocking. Okay, yeah. Because when my friends took Leah, they told me it'd be better for the boys, that the boys would have more input. And for everyone who still doesn't know who I am, I have a almost 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. They're terrors.
One more than the other.
Nicholas is a terror.
Yeah. He will be your death, literally.
He's going to murder me in my sleep.
Not in your sleep. I mean,
you think he'll wait for my eyes to open?
Yeah, he'll tie you up.
Okay.
Did you ever see, you know, Halloween's coming out again, right?
Yes, those freak me out, though.
So you never saw any of them?
I saw the originals and then H2O, and then I stopped.
Okay, because, never mind, then I won't bring it up. So we went to another thing. Lindsay wanted to go to Pizza Popolis for dinner.
Was this on one of your cheat days, though?
No, this. I just wanted to go.
Okay, but you are a very strict grilled chicken salad every night for dinner type of person.
It's not that bad. And I wanted to go out for dinner.
All right.
And so we go over there, and she wanted to go. And I was like, I don't really want to go there. She's like, it's very rarely that I want to go a place, so let's just go. I'm like, okay, let's go. Cohen, they had gone to a birthday party earlier in the day. Cohen was in his nice clothes. Nice-ish. Like the birthday party clothes?
Yeah. Like, I want people to run into my kid clothes?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, what's Cohen going to get at Pizza Popolis? Do you know their menu at all?
I'm going to guess from regular, like, kid food, butter noodles?
You're close.
Okay.
He wasn't going to do the pizza. Spaghetti.
Okay, so he went for the red sauce, not just the butter. Equally as destructive on the clothes.
He didn't really have a choice. Like, Lindsay just ordered it for him because she knows that's safe. So, that was him.
He's so
like cute. His chin was in the boat of spaghetti.
That's not a kid's plate of spaghetti. That's a full adult spaghetti.
Well, everything at Pizza Popolis is big.
I know. The bowl of spaghetti is bigger than his head, though.
He's little. Everybody thinks he's 3. Yeah, he is. He is a blast. We have a good time. We got back from the zoo the other day, and he was a little moody. I was a little moody, and I asked Lindsay, I was like, should we do anything else? She's like, what? Just let him play video games. He comes over, he plays video games, he hangs out. I like kind of kid sit him one day a week while she's at school to take some duties away from some of the rest of her family members.
Oh, that's nice.
It works out well.
You guys have like the same interests too.
Kind of.
Not you and Lindsay, but you and Cohen.
Although it's trending that way. He likes Spider-Man a lot. Like I went on a binge of buying all these old comic book games for a PS2 and a Genesis. And he wanted to keep playing the Spider-Man games. So over the weekend he was with his cousins, who were 2 girls, probably 3 and 5, 4 and 6, something like that. And Lindsay texted me. She said they asked Cohen to play House or something. And Cohen's like, no, how about superheroes? I'm like, there we go.
I feel like Spider-Man is the entry superhero for little boys. Because that was the first one JJ got into, was Superman. And now he's into all of them.
Superman or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. Both. I meant Spider-Man.
The red and blue is friendly.
It really is.
And there's always a cartoon on somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I like this side of you. This is new for me. When it comes to you, I like it. I like the settled. You seem very settled and content.
Yeah.
And that's new for you.
But it's
good.
It's a good content rather than a complacent.
Like you didn't, there's no settling in you. You're like, this is what we do. And I don't know, like, if your podcast listeners know, you are amazing with kids.
Yeah.
Like, I would. Now that they're all potty trained, I would leave all of them with you.
Well, you better get that crib back.
No. He used to put my kids in Nicholas's crib.
No, I put JJ.
JJ in Nicholas's crib.
And then when I would come over, JJ would go, put me in my crib. It's not your crib, but let's rock.
Yeah, you'd come over to have coffee with me, and we'd have coffee 45 minutes later when you tired out the kids.
So I tease Cohen, but only when Lindsay's around.
Okay.
Like, I go, all right, you're going to go to timeout. So the other day, I took him outside, put him in the hallway, and closed the door. I'm going to let him in. And he was losing his shit. He's a little bit, he's very sensitive.
Remember
I asked you about the sleeping in the bed and stuff?
Oh, I guess I didn't even put that together.
So he's a pretty sensitive kid. Like, yesterday when we were walking around, he was like, I'm hot. I need to be in the shade. Like, the air conditioner can't be on fast enough in a hot car. And then we're driving over to the zoo yesterday, and I rolled the windows down for him. I'm cold. And it's not bossy. He's just whining. Whiny and sensitive.
Yeah, but send him to my dad's for a week. My dad will smack that right out. And when I say smack, he won't touch the child. But he'll just work that right out of him.
And it's not a faux pas either, but I'm trying to shake some of that out of him as well.
Some of it comes with age, because out of both my boys, JJ was definitely the whinier one, but I babied JJ more. JJ was like this prized little boy that I, like, because we had a loss before him, and all I wanted at that point in my life was a little boy. I would have been blessed with any baby, but I really, really wanted a little boy. And then I got JJ, and he looks like a Brignone, you know, like he actually looks like my side of the family. And then everything happened so fast after JJ. When I had Nicholas, I don't even think I realized what hit me, like, because we had been through so much loss, and I had such a complicated pregnancy, and I almost died during childbirth, like all of that. Like, I think I was like in some PTSD thing. Mm-hmm. And so how I mothered Nicholas and how I mothered JJ was so different, and I see it now in their personalities. That and genetics. Like, mm-hmm. Nicholas is just one tough cookie, where JJ's definitely more sensitive. He cries faster, but I've had to pull back on the babying, and there are times where I'm like, but he's my baby. Like, I have a video on my phone from this past weekend. We were at a friend's house, their uncle's house, and he has a huge property and a pond in the back. It was a big 4th of July party, and JJ gets his swimmies on. He can swim, but in ponds and lakes, I still make him wear a swimmy or a life vest. And he was like, I'm going on that rope swing, and I'm jumping off the deck, and I'm going to jump right into that water from this rope swing. And I'm like, okay, buddy, well, I'll go watch you. Meanwhile, I'm like grabbing all the drinks, because I'm like, I'm going to have to drink if I'm watching this, because that's my baby. And so he climbs up on the second level deck, and he was like, I'm going to do it. And I was like, Jay, why don't you come down a level? Why don't you get the rope swing from this level? Which he did for like 13 tries, and it all ended wonderfully. And then he was convinced he had to do it from the second level. I had to get up and walk away, because I was so scared that he was going to fall, not hold on to the rope swing, fall and crack his head open on the bottom level of the deck.
And he didn't?
No. So then I came back. My friends were like, Sarah, he did it. Like, he's fine, whatever. So I came back, and I was like, all right, buddy, I'm going to watch you again. I'm going to videotape it. And so he goes, and he drops really fast, which it was okay. He dropped in the water. He was fine. He thought it was great. The rope swing keeps going out, and it comes back, and it nails him in the back of the head. And all of a sudden, the tears. I'm like, baby, it's okay. Come to mama. I got you.
Lindsay, being in the medical field, she goes, like, there's two sides of her, and there's no in between. And I have to finish the story with Colin from yesterday. Lindsay's got two sides of her. The mothering side, like that, and they rub some dust on it and walk the fuck off. You're not hurt.
Yep.
For instance, Cohen likes to play with these mini ottomans that I have, and I put him in it. The back of his head lightly touched the outside of it. He lost his shit. And I said, he comes running over to Lindsay. He's crying. And I said, Cohen, I'm going to tag you. The only place you can be safe is on the sofa. Tear stop darts over to the sofa. Mm-hmm. So it's more in his head than it's actual physical agony. So the teasing and stuff.
Yeah.
I called him. He was playing video games, and I'm reading yesterday on my brand new couch. It smells like Art Van in my house.
Ooh, I want to go and I want to see it. Because I've actually had my tush on your old couch, but now I want to like feel new furniture. I can't get new furniture for years. So.
Good investment.
So did you get it from Art Van?
I did.
Oh, cool.
So I said, Cohen, come over here. Comes over. I said, buddy, just wanted to let you know that when I tease you, I care about you very much, and I'm just playing with you, and do you know that I would never hurt your feelings? He said, yes, and we had a hug.
Oh, good. Look at you talking it out like a real parent.
Because he's very smart.
Yes.
He's very smart, but he's I guess, I don't want to say immature, but like sensitive.
Yeah.
And I want to just marry those two into one great little human being.
Well, because they come from different sides of the brain too. Like the intelligence is in one side, and then like the emotional intelligence and the common sense aspect, I believe, and I'm not a neurologist, nor do I play one on TV.
Wow, this is breaking news.
But I believe it's a completely separate part of the brain. Like if you take Leah, for example. We're just going to go with my fake science. We're going to keep rolling it along. So Leah, for example, she's in gifted programs. Like she is super, super smart. No common sense. Like none. I love her, but like the easiest things. I look at her, I'm like, really, Leah? Like you can outsmart me. Most of the time you do, but we're not. And my girlfriend and I joke, we're like, well, she's gifted. Like it's right. Just a different, part of that goes back to her father, because I know she gets her intelligence from her father. And there are things where I look at my husband, I'm like, really? Really? We have to have this conversation right now?
Mm-hmm.
No common sense.
That's me in a lot of ways, because I think I'm very intelligent. I think you big are. Picture. But the smallest details, mm-hmm. I overlook. I have a hard time focusing in on. I mean, a lot of our brains work that way.
Yeah. See, you are intelligent. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Very intelligent.
Now your science is on point.
Now it is. But I think your common sense is actually more on point. And I think that's what makes you so smart, is because you have the street smarts mixed with everything else.
It's not real street smart. I think,
no, it is.
I think my common sense is just logic and candor.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know that if I ever go to you, you're going to tell me the truth.
Right.
That's why I very seldom go to you. No, I'm just kidding.
You shouldn't. Anything else you want to know?
No.
Besides the furniture, here's my Art Van experience. Didn't you do an endorsement? You did an endorsement.
I used to endorse them, and they are fabulous. I have, Leah's bed is from Art Van. I have select pieces of furniture from Art Van, but I don't have like a sofa set. I would love, like I love their stuff. Oh, my guest bedroom set is Art Van. Leah's bed is Art Van. I think that's it. I can't invest in new furniture until Nicholas learns how not to jump off of it.
Right.
Because I might kill him. I thought my dad was going to kill him. Oh, because my kids went to Camp Brignone for a week.
With your dad?
With my dad by themselves.
And then did you meet them out there?
I did. Okay. I went by myself. I vacationed by myself with my children.
There were so many Brignones.
We were like a house full of Brignones.
And none of them look like you.
What?
They didn't look like you.
What, my kids or my family?
Your kids, yes. Your family, no.
My family, no. My kids, only JJ looks like me. The rest of them look like little Hegartys. My family looks like me.
Maybe I should have paid better attention. All I know is that you were on this odyssey of fun for a couple of weeks.
I loved it. Well, first I had a week without my kids, so that's fun. Because I don't remember, like, so you know, Sean and I go on adult vacations quite often.
Investments in
our
marriage.
Yes, I always coined it an investment in my marriage. Either I can take that money and put it into marriage counseling, or we can go away somewhere. So he was nominated for an Emmy, and it was in Indianapolis. This is how it started. And my mom had her hip replaced. So Rex, the babysitter I always go to, was indisposed. She physically could not watch my children. So I called up my dad, and after a few glasses of wine, my dad's like, sure, I'll do it. And then when I called him to like solidify plans, he was like, Sarah, I got things I got to do. I can't come to Toledo. I'm not coming to Toledo. So I got really angry with him. We got in quite a fight, and then I called my brother and cried to my brother. I'm like, now I can't go to the Emmys. And my brother's like, shut up, bring the kids here. So my dad called me back, and he was like, listen, I have a plan. Why don't you bring the kids? We'll meet in Erie. Erie is the halfway place between my dad's house and Toledo. Okay. We'll meet in Erie. I'll take the kids for a week. You're already coming up the following weekend, and then you come up and stay however long you want, but you take over as mom once you come up. I was like, of course I would take over as mom. So I was like, all right, sounds like a plan. So I drive to Erie, drop the kids off. We go to Indianapolis the next day for the Emmys. Sean, heartbreakingly, did not win, but we'll get him next year. And so we spend the night in Indianapolis, and then we come home to a quiet, clean house. And it stayed quiet and it stayed clean all week. And so I would get up in the morning and go to work. And come directly home. I didn't have to drive to dance. I didn't have to drive to friends' houses. I didn't have to go to daycare. I just got up and went to work and came home, worked out, made dinner, went to bed. It was like this. Oh, and I drank every night. because I didn't have to take care of kids. So our friends and I got together and we would go to different places and drink. It was amazing.
It's a good life.
It was. And I was like, oh my God, is this what it's like to be an adult without children?
Yeah, and you've never had that.
No, like not a really long time.
Right.
Like over 10 years. And it was like this, oh, because usually when we're without our kids, we're on vacation somewhere. So you're in vacation mode. But this was everyday life.
It's like your house is totally different.
Yeah.
You find things that you didn't expect.
Yeah.
You can sit on the toilet in peace.
Oh my God, yeah. I could close the door, keep the door open. No little fingers right. would be pushed under the door right. trying to get in. I told Sean about 10 times. I was like, we wouldn't have this big house if we didn't have three kids. Because we don't, I went to three rooms. I went to my bedroom. The stairwell doesn't count. The kitchen and the living room. Those were the only three rooms I went into for a week. Nothing else. It was great.
We have to wrap up soon. I told Lindsay I'd be home by like 8:15.
Oh yeah.
But work is good.
Work is great.
Good.
Work is great. We are doing some grassroots efforts. In September, we're launching a few different events that we've never done before,
Okay. Which
is really exciting because we're taking a risk. I haven't told anybody about them yet, like my superiors. So if they listen to this, we'll talk about it later.
Nobody listens to this.
Nobody listens to this podcast. And then we're excited for those to come about. And if they're successful, we're going to keep them in our little routine. But what I like about it is really it's giving back awareness and education to our community because I work for the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and heart disease, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of all women, but the number one killer of all Americans, like plain and simple. But specifically when it comes to women, we're... and men, but these events are specific for women. There's a huge racial disparity index. So depending on your race will also depend on your chances of falling victim to being a falling victim to cardiovascular disease.
Who's it higher for?
African-American and Latina women.
So, okay.
So, and we have research, we're working on it, but the awareness in some of our communities isn't there. And so I have a few different events going on that is focused to give back in these communities, which is super, super exciting. We are taking our Go Red movement, which is a luncheon. It's an education awareness. We have great stats that like 95% of the women who attend a luncheon make a lifestyle change after the luncheon. And we are doing it at the Sophia Quintero Center.
Did Love I say that it? Place.
Yeah.
Sophia Quintero.
Yes. Thank you. Elizabeth. I said it wrong. And yeah. Well, my directors obviously can't pronounce anything correctly, so I'm not.
Elizabeth's boss's name is. They're great there.
They are.
I love them.
They are. So we're doing this whole luncheon, but it's not meant for the businesses that are sponsoring. We're opening it up to the community. And this is going to happen in September. And I'm really excited because we're also planning some follow-up activities in the community where we can keep that progress of health choices. So cardiovascular disease, number one killer of all women, right? 80% of the deaths are preventable. That's the scariest part. By making the diet and the health choices and changes and just knowing your numbers and responding to symptoms and signs of a heart attack and or stroke, you can save your own life.
I wonder, we don't have time to talk about this.
I can come back next week.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that. Okay. Because this connects to a book I'm finishing up where it's called Lost Connections and it's by an author named Johan Hari. Mm-hmm. And he is... 100% in the mind of that your environment is almost all responsible for your mental health.
Okay.
And he swears off medications and chemical imbalances. And I sit squarely in the middle because I know that I need the medications. But having lived through what I lived through, and you can look at me now and see this, that stress and your environment is a major cause in your mind. And stress obviously makes... You make poor health decisions.
Oh, absolutely.
Which float back into your world.
Oh, absolutely. They
drinking, eating, all that stuff.
All of it. Mental health and heart health. There is this border connection going on there, and they're researching more and more about the connection between heart health and mental health, because I think, like a lot of other things, it is connected. You know, post-traumatic stress disorder will lead to higher heart attack rates. So sure. You can't tell me that other mental health disorders and heart health aren't connected.
I think everything falls in one way, shape, or form, and that's why I'm so passionate about it and spreading my wings to where I can, because mental health affects it. Everything falls under the umbrella of mental health, but these two are quite connected because
absolutely.
And if you think of the conventional wisdom, well, we're as smart as we can be. Science is better, eating is better, nutrition is better. They're getting rid of the Polish things at Costco or whatever, all these great healthy options now. But while that's in place, I think we're probably as stressed as we've ever been. So it takes our self-discipline away, and we make bad choices, and we wind up eating all the shit, drinking all the shit, and boom goes the heart.
Well, and also, I think, especially when it comes to women, because of gender roles and families and the way that it's always been and how women are raised, there's the idea of, well, it's not that big of a deal. I'll take care of it later. So, for example, the reason why we have a Go Red movement, all the money that we raise through our Go Red for Women movement goes to gender-specific research. And the reason is because women don't identify the signs and symptoms of a heart attack or stroke as quickly as men do. They don't seek help as quickly, and the medications to treat aren't always the same either. So that's why we started this movement for gender-specific research. But what they've realized is that it used to be over the 48-hour mark of the first sign or symptom of a heart attack, a woman would seek help. Now it's under the 24-hour mark. And the reason is they think, well, I don't feel quite right, but it's probably not a heart attack. And I got to make dinner, and I have to make lunch, and I have to take care of so-and-so, and I have to go to lunch and go to work and make sure I take care of XYZ. And all of these things, and I'm sure it'll be better by then. And I don't want to worry anybody, and I'm probably just overreacting. And so they're recognizing that there's something wrong, but they're not seeking help.
Right.
And why is that? Because that's what they watched their mother do, and that's what they watched their grandmother do, that the women take care of their little tribe, and they're not, and they put their own needs right at the bottom of the barrel.
Hard to run from your genetics and your DNA, where women caretakers, always exactly putting someone else before their own. Men, probably, here's my science, my pseudoscience, probably more hypochondriac, probably more acutely aware of things,
mm-hmm,
and maybe they bounce between hypochondria and, I'll get to it, it'll go away.
I'll take a shower and a nap, and it'll be fine.
Last thing.
Yeah.
Do you still do Gabriel's gowns?
I do. We're still doing Gabriel's gowns, and actually The Blade is working on a story about it that should be coming out on their app soon.
So wait, is that the thing that they talked to me?
Yes, you were interviewed on.
Okay, because I didn't know if it was Gabriel.
It was a little bit of everything. So the series is called Yes, She Can.
Yeah, something about strong women in our community.
Yeah, so, but one of the reasons that they caught my name was because of Gabriel's Gowns and the story that led to the creation of Gabriel's Gowns. So it is still going on. My volunteers are still sewing. I just don't have a need for a ton of gowns.
Right.
And that's the problem. Like, that's the biggest problem, because so many people want to give gowns. I don't have storage right now, and we have so many already in the storage we do have. So I have to meet with one of my volunteers about it and see if we can at least collect like another 50 and go from there.
Okay.
Because
good.
But as soon as we're doing that, I will post that out on Facebook, on the book.
By the way, as we get close to the hour mark here, let me introduce my guest for tonight, Sarah Hegarty.
Aw, thanks, Eric. I'm
Sean's
so excited.
Wife.
Sean's wife. That's really all I am.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating, and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.